how they are so experienced. I mean, this Guard unit has had over 1,500 missions abroad in the last year, and how we have one of the highest recruitment and retention rates in the entire country, and our strategic location on the border of Canada. So we had a long conversation about the value of these assets and the request that has come in, not at all just from me, but very much a united effort from our governor, who's weighed in on this significantly, from Senator Schumer, who's used his experience and clout in the Senate, Senator Gillibrand is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Congresswoman Slaughter, who's been fighting for this base for decades, and Congressman Higgins, who has many constituents who work up there. So I think it's gotten loud and clear to the Pentagon that we have a very united voice that we speak from, and we have very compelling arguments to have for a new mission if, in fact, they have decided not to allow the continuation of the C-130 mission. So we don't know the details on the visit. Again, this is he's answered on the spot when I invited him to come, and so now we're working out the details of his staff. And, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about international pressures, what's going on in Iran and Syria and with Israel and protecting our strongest ally in the Middle East. And so I suspect that he's got to check his calendar because he certainly has a lot on it these days.
Congresswoman, any indication on what he would be looking for, a key point to preserve what's there?
So we'll be finding out a lot more information from him and his staff on what his thoughts are. And again, this is just an opportunity for us to showcase this base, not just the reserve unit, not just the Guard unit, but also the $80 million in investments that have come in large part from Congresswoman Slaughter's efforts to make this a very strong military operation. So we want to say, well, not just continue what we have, but let's expand what we have. And I think having that $6 million simulator coming in as part of the most recent budget submitted by the president, and also the knowing that they're going to rotate in another 8 C-130s between now and 2017, that all gives us hope, because I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and there were also hearings this morning about possible BRAC commissions being established again. So our mission ourselves is to try and fortify that base so we can protect it long-term and make sure that it has an important place in the future of our nation's military and protecting this nation.
Congresswoman, we've gone through this several years ago. We were able to save the base through the BRAC commission. The key indicators that helped then, would those be in place now from what you see from your perspective?
Well, certainly that community support was overwhelming in 2005, and the NIMAC group of individuals, they have not let up, and their foot's been on the gas since 2005 and before, and we have had a very, very strong partnership with them. So I think they'll be good partners with us again as we make the case if there is a BRAC closure coming our way, and we'll be ready for it. Again, I'm looking to say that the investments have been made as a federal taxpayer and someone watching out for all the dollars that are spent. I want to make sure that the $80 million that has been spent thus far in the last years isn't wasted. And I made that argument again to the Secretary. You need to come up and see the facilities, the opportunities that we have there now, and also just look at these individuals and see firsthand what kind of missions they're capable of performing and consider us for something new. Again, there's so many opportunities out there. Cybersecurity, for example, and I was talking about even our cooler climate up compared to other parts of the country where they wouldn't have as high energy costs to have large facilities dealing with technology and monitoring operations in other parts of the world. So we're just doing the best we can. And again, I'm part of an amazing alliance of individuals who are just living and breathing this issue and doing the very best we can. But there's no takeaway other than it is good news that he's willing to come and visit the space.
If there were to be job loss, would that area be able to recover?
Well, I know that I've spoken to people as well. I mean, I don't know that we're going to have any mission that recovers the same number. Certainly, they always consider early buyouts, for example, retirement. Instead of having it be 20 years, they could consider 15. So there may be people who would take advantage of that. There may be people who are willing to go to other reserve stations. Many of these individuals are citizen soldiers. They have other jobs. They're in school, and they serve when they are called up. So I don't know what the long-term prospects are. All I know is our immediate focus has been and will continue to be to persuade the military to give a new mission to this base.
Congresswoman Hochul, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.